Looking Forward is only Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's fourth album since they released their first, Deja Vu, in 1970. Over the past three decades, they've each had solo careers of varying degrees of success, with Neil Young proving to have the most sustained critical and commercial success. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Looking Forward.
There's some faith in me. If the world would leave us to it, we might very well get through it.
By leading off Looking Forward with that song called Faith in Me, it's clear that David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young know exactly what their graying fans want to hear. Those tremulous harmonies backed by propulsive folk rock guitar and discreet percussion. In 1999, there's a quaint quality to a Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young project. It's as if Norman Rockwell were still churning out Pictures of Americana, or as if P.G. Woodhouse were still around to publish one more novel about Bertie Wooster and Jeeves. It's less a matter of timelessness than of hearing a certain dated style reproduced.
There was a piece of a song I heard the other day. Some words I heard the singer say. Something in me loved the way that it sounded.
There's the downside of reuniting a bunch of aging hippies. I doubt that anyone under the age of 40 could possibly feel so much as a twinge of countercultural excitement over David Crosby's Stand and Be Counted. And it gets worse before it gets better. Here's a small taste of Stephen Stills' warmed-over variation on Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues, a hoarse rant called Seen Enough.
I lost my innocence over intolerance, all the indignities heaped on the black man. We went to church, they all prayed for the white man, the cops and the preachers, and most of them in the Klan. What's a kid supposed to think when they adults are all such hypocrites and possibly smug? I have seen enough. I have seen enough of
David. Seen enough? I've heard enough. I know, you think Neil Young is the rock critic's darling and he's the only one I'm going to say nice things about. Hey, you're right.
Once, high on a hill, there was a song, nothing was wrong. That's when time stood still. Now, lovers are caught, tied in their dreams. Found in their thoughts, wrapped in the depth of their love. If I can hold on to you,
That Neil Young song, Out of Control, is easily the best song on Looking Forward, and you'll notice that it's about looking back. Where for Crosby, Stills, and Nash, looking back means repeating oneself, for Young, it's an opportunity to reinterpret the past through wiser, or at least older, eyes, to bring a fresh perspective to a young man's concerns that never change, in this case, holding on to someone you love. I've given short shrift here to Graham Nash. Here's his 1999 version of Teach Your Children. He calls it Someday Soon.
Someday soon, you will see by the light of day that someday soon all your worries will fade away.
Keep holding on to the love that has made you strong. And someday soon, heartache will all be gone.
pretty, isn't it? That's what most of this album is like, pretty and pretty ephemeral. These old war horses are saddling up for a tour, which they've had the poor sense to dub the CSNY2K Tour. With a knack for instant cliches like that, I'm looking forward to its conclusion, so Neil Young can go back in the studio and cut a real rock and roll record.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.